from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Let's meet the 2024 MLB All-Stars.
Speaks tells us what to watch for in the All-Star game. I would think the game.
From the Chicago Cubs, pitcher Shota Imanaga. From the Chicago White Sox, pitcher Garrett Crochet.
Shota and Crochet, we don't know when they're going to get in, but hopefully they each get an inning with some fun matchups.
Garrett Crochet.
And this guy can run it up there.
As Teoscar Hernandez goes down in a high fastball.
There are 37 first-timers in this game tonight. The guy that I'll be looking at is starting the game, Jurickson Profar.
2-2 from Crochet. Profar chops one left side. On a short hop, Henderson with a heck of a play. Gunnar Henderson flashing the leather over there short to help out Garrett Crochet. Tied at three, Shota Imanaga, the Chicago Cubs, on to face the bottom of the American League lineup. This guy's made quite a first impression.
He's been unbelievable and single-handedly keeping the Cubs afloat.
Hooked into left field. Profar moves over and makes a running grab to finish off a 1-2-3-4 for Imanaga.
I would like to see Torey Lovello give Shohei Ohtani 3 at-bats tonight.
Hits this ball hard. Way back to right field. Soto doesn't even move. Ohtani has homered in the All-Star game.
Ellie De La Cruz is my pick for MVP.
Nope.
Shane, you and Danny need somebody to
throw. Give me someone at like 38-1.
35-1 is William Contreras.
Yes.
Nope.
Here's a high fly ball off of the bat of Jaron Duran. That one will leave the yard and give the American lead its first lead of the night.
The Ted Williams MVP, Jaron Duran from the Red Sox.
Who the hell is that?
Emmanuel Clase.
Emmanuel Clase.
Clase's 0-2 is fouled into the glove for strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to the National League. The AL's back on top with a 10th win in the last 11 All-Star games.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Big in the heart of Texas.
Anyway, did you like the All-Star game?
Well, I would say it was fine.
We go the one. Two, three,
and here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Excellently done, as always, by the great Chris Tannehill. It is Parkins and Spiegel here on The Score in the middle of All-Star Week. We didn't get too many predictions right about that game.
No. No, not too many. Although Torey Lovello did give Shohei 3 plate appearances, only 2 at bats,
yep,
but 1 walk. So I
roasted
like
the moment with
that.
The home run, yeah, as yes, you he heard did. There. That was cool.
Yeah. No, not too many predictions. I thought that moment was the greatest thing. That, like, if we're going to look back on the game, maybe people will say, oh, remember Paul Skeens' debut? But I thought the fact that Aaron Judge was talking about Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
He basically led up to the swing. I mean, that was pretty cool.
That's ruled an error?
It's an error.
There's no way. And I'm a pitcher.
Downstairs
or
come on.
Tough scoring, isn't it, guys? No way. Here's Ohtani. Walked his first time. Aaron, what do you think about Shohei Ohtani?
Man, it's incredible. You know, what he does year in and year out. And then you think about this year where he's recovering from Tommy John surgery and he's hitting 316, 30 homers. It's just incredible.
It's a spot hard.
way back to right field. Soto doesn't even move. Ohtani has homered in the All-Star game.
Actually, we got you guys' reactions. You guys make a lot of guys do that, though, the same reactions you had to Ohtani's home run. Watch out, Shohei.
I mean, that's a 6'7 center fielder, power hitter, probable MVP in the American League, speaking in glowing, awe-filled terms about a dude at the plate, and he hit the post of the home run swing. That was pretty neat.
It was a great moment. And we've talked about this before in years past. I think they do a really good job of broadcasting the game. Different gimmicks, different microphones, different camera angles, the on-field interview, the stuff like that, the lead-up to it. They do about as good of a job, given how much it moves with players turning over and all of that, of making it feel fun and different. I think they do a very good job in terms of All-Star Game presentation.
Good idea to have the three Phillies teammates all in the infield together, all mic'd up together.
Yeah.
And you got Trey Turner diving for a ball 2 feet to his left.
Yeah, that was cool. David Ortiz doing his David Ortiz things is cool. Like, big poppy, big personality. Mm-hmm. I think they try to do what they can, but I don't. How I felt about the game, I'd rather you say it.
Yeah, because if
I say it, I'm a hater. If you say it, it carries more weight.
By the time we got to about the sixth inning, and I had seen the Ohtani Judge moment, I had seen the Phillies being mic'd up, I had seen the Crochet inning and the Shota Imanaga inning, and it was clear that the pitching was just going to be dominant, as it is most of the year. I got bored, man. I got bored by my sport and that All-Star game, which I tout every year and I look forward to every year. I got bored by that thing, and I turned it to the second screen and we started watching the Bear.
It was boring.
I kept it on the iPad, but we started watching the Bear.
It was boring. And I think that there's a ton of star power in baseball. I think they do a good job promoting those stars. I think the presentation of the game is good. The intros is good. The nostalgia and the tie-in to the market is good. Like, I would love to say this is to blame or that's to blame or whatever, but my opinion of it was the pitching in baseball has gotten so good, and that was on display. There were 15 hits and 15 strikeouts. Like, it's just... okay, it's kind of boring.
Hey, man.
It's kind of boring watching guy after guy after guy after guy throw 100 miles an hour with movement and dudes make weak contact.
During the season, during the regular season, when teams have incredible bullpens and you get four different high leverage dudes throwing 98 or 99 with a nasty breaking ball, now in this game, you're getting starters in there doing that. Or at one point... you know, they're using two unbelievable relievers in the same inning, and they're all stars. It was just too good. It was, Jaron Duran he ran into one. Hunter Green was a strike away from a 1-2-3 inning, and he gave up the double to Santander, or the base hit to Santander, and then the home run. But everything else was up, down, 1-2-3. Oh, there's a hit. There was like a little bit of good defense, but. Not much. The pitching is just too damn good, and the specialization with a new fresh arm every inning is not great for this league, and it sure wasn't great for that game.
All right, so what do you want to take away from pitchers now to make it more of an even game? When do these dumbass hitters just have to step up and be better at hitting the baseball?
It's too hard, Shane. It's the hardest thing to do in sports.
I understand that, but then be the best athlete in sports. Compete with what's coming against you.
Your question is a fair one, right? I'm identifying a problem. You're saying what's the solution.
Right.
I don't know. Like, Boog was on a couple of weeks, or the week the Speak was off, and he was saying, you know, well, they backed up the mound.
In the independent league.
In one of the leagues, and that didn't work.
Yeah, the numbers actually went up.
Which is very counterintuitive.
Yeah, pitching numbers were even more dominant after they backed up the mound in the independent league.
I watched an Instagram influencer hit a home run off of Pedro Martinez in the celebrity softball game. That was more entertaining than the MLB All-Star game. And I'm not saying that as a bit. The entire production with Ryan Dempster and Sierra Santos on the call was more entertaining at the celebrity softball game than it was at the MLB
All-Star. It's easier to hit.
You like softball more than baseball.
That's objective. What I'm saying is objective. It's not opinion. It's fact. I watched both back-to-back this morning. One was more entertaining than the other.
I had momentum. I had a list of things to look forward to. I was glad the starters stayed in for a while. I was excited about certain things. And by the time we got to the sixth, I was like, nobody stands a chance here the rest of the way.
It's so hard to hit, man. And so I'd take calls or texts. I'm curious how Tanny feels. He loves it. Like, are pitchers too good?
He hates it.
No, our pitcher's too good for it to be an entertaining product. And I'm not just talking about the All-Star game. I'm talking about the sport as a whole.
The balance is out of whack in the age-old battle between pitchers and hitters. The balance is out of whack, and that is mixed with the choices of offenses and front offices to go for the home run or bust because it's sensible. It's like the three-pointer in basketball. But to go for that, it means that you get guys not bothering to try to do the hard thing. And I think it's a real problem.
Tanny?
Well, I think the rules changes have made for a better day-to-day product. You know, I love, you know, this feels just anecdotal. I don't have the data here or data. But more balls in play, double plays, better defense, like, you know, going first to third, like old school baseball stuff. I feel like you're seeing that more and more on a day-to-day basis. But that doesn't, you know, lend to the greatest product for an All-Star game, because when you're talking about the best of the best pitchers are just so much better than the best hitters. That's just the reality, you know? So I think that's why the game itself was a little boring. But, you know, overall, the rules changes, I think, have been good, but the pitchers are still way too good. It's the reason why you hear more about the pitch labs than you do the hitting labs. Like, there's so much money and infrastructure in these pitching labs.
Yes.
But they're created because the hitters were really good. But now, it's like you said, Spiegs, like, this is all cyclical, right? Like, hopefully it comes back around the other side, but it seems like maybe it won't. But
hey, man, they made all the rule changes to try and get it to come back. And here we are 2 years later talking about what else are they going to do.
I hope, you know, all these pitchers are, you know, they're getting all these arm injuries. It seems like now more than ever, because of, like, everything is high octane, high velocity, like, you know, everything going on with the shoulders and the elbows. And it's just so all this tension, you know, when you're throwing a baseball. Hopefully they ease up on that, so you won't see those injuries anymore. You know, and they realize, hey, these, you know, because they're churning through these young pitchers, like, it seems like more than ever.
It's unbelievable.
And but the thing that's going to happen with that is if they do that and they realize, well, this is not good for our pitchers' arms, then the hitters will come back, and then they're going to not like that for a little bit. You know, so it's tough. I don't know how you get out of it.
Just get rid of the sport.
No,
hey! I think we've had enough. You? We've had enough of baseball.
You just get more softball.
Not even that. Just get rid of the sport.
Stop yourself.
I don't care anymore.
My God.
Make the ball bigger.
Like a softball?
Not as big of as a softball, and I'm sure that would lead to even more injuries.
Yeah, no, we can't make the ball bigger.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Terrible idea. Make the ball a centimeter or two bigger?
Nah.
All right.
It's not going to do enough.
Just
bring back the bouncy ball. Bring back the ball that goes over the fence.
I don't know that they will change. That will change the styles, though. Guys will still be trying to hit home runs.
But if you don't barrel this ball, it's not going over the fence. The ball before, if you miss the barrel by a degree or two, it still has a pretty good chance of going over the fence.
You guys remember the possible solution that Craig Counsell landed on when I was complaining to him about the modern game of, like, five pitchers to get through five innings in the bullpen?
Did he make a joke or rip on Danny?
Yeah, he did. Because Danny had just offered a take. He went after him, and then he poo-pooed my pool idea, you know, with some sarcasm.
I thought it was a good action plan for his story.
Yeah, man, I understand. No, he said...
Looking back, can you believe we talked to Craig Counsell about hotel pools in the midst of their worst losing streak of the season?
Amen. Yeah, you got to do something. Try to break the mood just a little bit. Limiting the roster. Limit the number of pitchers that you have. You're going to have to do something to motivate teams to want starters to go deeper, and having fewer relief options, having fewer dudes that you can go to, It is, I mean, and I don't know, the union won't go for it, right? The union's not going to go for it, but maybe if they're giving on something else, they'll go for that. But imagine if you had a bullpen with five dudes. You had a bullpen with five dudes. You're going to ask your starter to go deeper, and then they're not going to go max effort every time. My guy, max effort. They're not going to do that every time and just happily accept being done after five. Hey, I did a good job.
Ideally, you'd fix this without like a work stoppage or CBA negotiate. You know what I mean? Like this, that these are all logistical nightmares here. You know, like
yeah.
How do you fix it without any more work stoppages? Really?
Yeah, you need players, young players, motivated to be the next Stephen Kwan. And it's just, and the only ones who are motivated to do that are the really light ones who think that they'll never acquire power.
Some good texts, a couple of good calls coming in. Are you willing to admit that that game was boring, even though the TV product was good, the players are excellent, the talent is at a really high level, but that the sport so fundamentally funny. At the highest level is too hard to be exciting?
How funny. You came in with that question, and I came in with that thought already locked and loaded.
And I'm just saying, I'm more comfortable with you saying it because I feel like it carries more weight as the guy that doesn't admit any problems with baseball
sure.
sometimes.
Yeah, next segment, Danny decries the state of the modern NFL.
Right. Well, yeah, there's also something about the sheer look of the game that we could address. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.